This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. When police in California shoot and kill someone who is unarmed, the state is supposed to investigate. A relatively new law requires California's Justice Department to find out what happened to see if the shooting was justified. But in some cases, that has not been happening. In fact, according to an investigation by the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, the state's Justice Department wasn't even tracking some of the cases it was investigating. Nigel Dewara of CalMatters is here now. Welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you. So this law is 2 years old. What does it say?
Sure. What this law says is that every department that even believes possibly that one of its shootings by its officers was of an unarmed person has to call that in to the Department of Justice. And from there, the Department of Justice is supposed to investigate. They send teams to the scene. They have attorneys come and look at the legalities of it. And then they do a report. And at the end of the report, which can take more than a year, it has taken more than a year in a lot of these cases, they say whether there's sufficient evidence to present criminal charges.
Uh-huh. And how many times has that happened since the law was enacted 2 years ago?
So there's been 31 cases opened, and of those, two have been closed. And in both cases, they've said that the officers were justified in their actions.
Okay, so they still have 29 open investigations.
They do still have 29 open investigations. And part of what our story was about was we know the open investigations, and we know the times they responded to a scene, but they didn't open investigation. What we don't know, and what they apparently don't know, is the total number of times that a police department, sheriff's office, highway patrol has called them and said, we think this could be a 1506 shooting. The reason we don't know and they don't know is because they weren't tracking.
What's a 1506 shooting?
A shooting of an unarmed person is, the law is 1506. Assembly Bill 1506 okay. Is the one it's under.
Mm-hmm. I see. So the law says that local departments need to forward this information to the Justice Department if there is a shooting they believe was of an unarmed person.
Correct.
And that's only shootings, right? So when you think of what happened with George Floyd, for example, or Tyre Nichols, those two men didn't die from shooting. They died after an encounter with police that was, you know, about beatings and other things, but it didn't involve guns.
Yes, that's right. And one of the proposals out there from the person who actually wrote this law, the assembly member who wrote this law, is to expand those to everybody. So every kind of homicide by a police officer, shooting or what have you, would still be investigated. And that would also include any person, whether they're armed or not, would all be investigated by the DOJ. So that's a proposal that's coming up this session.
Okay. So what you found was that the Department of Justice didn't even know how many cases were forwarded to it or couldn't tell you, right?
Right, exactly. And that was a big surprise. So at the end of last year, we started a tracker of all of the incidents. We wanted to just give people more information on the people who were shot and the circumstances, and then let them see as the Department of Justice closed these cases, kind of how long it was taking. As part of that, we were asking them, well, how many total calls did you get? Even the ones you didn't investigate. And that's what they couldn't tell us.
And is that because they didn't have that information or they didn't have it readily, or what was the reason they couldn't tell you?
Oh, no, we waited 2 months. They didn't have it. And the reason is because of how the system works. When these departments want to call the Department of Justice, you know, maybe 2 a.m. when it happens, and say, you know, we think we have shot an unarmed person, they don't actually call the DOJ. They don't call the Department of Justice. They call this call center in Los Angeles, 24-hour call center called LA Clear. And those people then forward that on to the Department of Justice. So what they told me is, we don't have everything from LA Clear, so we really can't tell you. And I was surprised by that, because if I am a person writing about these cases, if I'm a person involved in one of these cases, I would certainly want to know if the local department had called the Department of Justice and said, we think this is an unarmed shooting. Even if it wasn't investigated, I would think, to me, that would be important to know if that was their first thought.
Right. So we don't know how many cases there are that the department could be investigating. We only know the number that they are investigating.
So we know there's been 66 total contacts at least, but we don't know how many more have been made outside of that. They told me that there have been, but we just don't know how many. So at least 66 and definitely more.
So it seems the problem is this LA Clear, right? That the cases aren't necessarily getting forwarded from LA Clear to the Department of Justice. Why is there this middleman, so to speak?
The reason that I was told that there is this middleman is because the DOJ isn't equipped at this point with any kind of a 24-hour call center. Now, if that's the whole explanation, that's fair, I guess. But I was definitely surprised by that.
But why does there need to be a 24-hour call center? Can't they call the next day?
Well,
during business hours?
In fact, they want to get to the scene, and they want to get to the scene when it's as fresh as possible. You know, they have funding. They'd asked for $26 million for this program, and they only got $13 million. And so even on the first scene they responded to, the first ever scene they responded to back in July of 2021, you know, they wanted to get there as quick as possible, canvas the scene, talk to witnesses, all that stuff. But because of the funding, they say, they didn't have enough people to send down there. But you can still tell that they want to get to the scene as quickly as possible and do their own investigation in parallel with the, you know, internal investigation and other local investigations into these shootings.
So one of the original authors of this law is now the state attorney general, who is supposed to be overseeing its implementation, Rob Bonta. What does he say about your investigation and the, I guess, the bureaucratic inefficiencies that seem to have popped up?
We don't know because he did not directly respond to questions. The office sent us some responses, especially guiding us on kind of where to find data or what the numbers were that we were asking for. But beyond that, no real comment on the workings of this thing.
And has anything changed since your investigation?
Yeah. Since we started bothering them, now they say they're going to track every single one of these. And so I don't know what they're going to change, but somehow they're going to be tracking all of these. And so that for us is useful because we can start adding that material to our tracker.
Right. And useful for the public because?
Oh, well, useful for the public because, sure, as I said, if you're a person covering these cases, if you're a person involved with these cases, or you're just interested in what happened, even if they don't pick it up as a shooting investigation, even if the Department of Justice doesn't say we're going to investigate this, it would still be really important, right, if I'm a local news reporter, to know that this shooting, at least in the initial reaction from the department, was we need to call this in. That, I think, is valuable.
And I guess the bigger picture is this is supposed to provide some transparency and accountability for local police departments and how they treat unarmed civilians.
Exactly. And to provide accountability for their side and also, of course, to make it a more neutral investigation. So the local district attorney doesn't have to be the person prosecuting these when the local district attorney often relies on these folks as primary witnesses in a lot of their cases.
Right. Well, Nigel, thank you very much. And thanks for your reporting.
Thanks so much for having me on again.
My pleasure. That's Nigel Duara, justice reporter at Cal Matters. Coming up, the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine is coming up later this month. How five United States presidents have dealt with Vladimir Putin.
Biden looks at Putin when they first meet and says, I looked in your eyes and I don't see a soul. I don't think you have a soul. And Putin said, well, at least we understand each other.
That's next on Press Play.